Welcome to the Inspiration Show podcast with your host, Natalie Ledwell. If you'd like to tune into the Inspiration Show TV channel and watch all of the episodes, as well as receive 6 pre-made mind movies valued at $234, please go to www.theinspirationshow.tv.
Today on the show, I will be sharing the number one thing that you can do today to eliminate doubt from your life. And it's really easy, so stay tuned. Now, I don't think that there's a person on earth who hasn't experienced some form of doubt when striving for a specific goal. Now, some people are fortunate enough to be surrounded by a support team that helps to keep them accountable and reminds them that they can do it. But maybe you're like the person that emailed me this question and you can relate to their plight. Now, their question was something along the lines of, you know, what happens when you have doubt and negative thoughts? You know, do you have to build back up again before you can start manifesting? Okay, first of all, everybody has negative thoughts. Bob Proctor, Jack Canfield, me, everybody has negative thoughts from some time or another. Now, it's normal, it's human, and of course we all have them. But when you have a negative thought, it's not like it cancels out all the positive ones. It doesn't work that way. Now, in my experience, whatever your most dominant thoughts are is what actually influences your outcomes. So for example, if you think positively 80% of the time, you will have positive outcomes. The negative ones don't seem to have any effect. Now, the next thing I want to say is that the number one thing that you can do today to eliminate doubt from your life is to get social proof and lots of it. Now, social proof means, you know, researching, reading, watching documentaries, just finding out the stories of people who have done it before you and have accomplished amazing goals. Now, when you immerse yourself in this type of information, you can banish the strongest doubt from anyone. So, for example, did you know that Steven Spielberg dropped out of school forever after being placed in a learning disability class in junior high? It's true. Now he's ranked as one of the most successful filmmakers and directors in the history of movies. And what about John Grisham? Did you know that his first novel was rejected by 16 agents and 12 publishing houses? And now he's recognized as a multiple New York Times best-selling author for all of his legal drama novels, and some have actually been turned into box office movies. And what about Bill Gates? He started Microsoft by purchasing software for just $50, and he quit college. What about Henry Ford? He had 2 failed car companies before he started the Ford Motor Car Company. Then he revolutionized the industrial production by being the first to apply assembly life to manufacturing. And that way he was able to produce affordable automobiles, one of the well-known industrialists of our time. What about Lucille Ball? She was dismissed from her drama class after she was told that she was wasting her time. You know, The Beatles are told that their sound wasn't good enough and that guitar music was going out of style. What about Michael Jordan? Michael Jordan locked himself in his room after being cut from a basketball team. Now, he said that he's missed more than 9,000 shots in his career and that he's lost almost 300 games. On 25 occasions, he said that he was entrusted to take the winning game shot and he missed. Now, he's said to have failed over and over again in his life. And he believes that is why that he succeeds. Are you feeling inspired yet? But look, there's more. What about Walt Disney? Walt Disney was fired from working at a newspaper because he had no original ideas and he lacked imagination. Abraham Lincoln. He was defeated in 8 elections and he was failing in multiple businesses. And Sir Isaac Newton. He was given up on by his school teacher when they couldn't help him raise his grades. He became the greatest English mathematician known to mankind. Richard Branson. He's lost more money than most people earn in their entire lives, and he's one of the richest people on earth. Now, there isn't a lack of stories like this, and more success stories are happening every single minute. What about here on The Inspiration Show? Just go back into the archives and look at the interview I did with Sean Stevenson, the 3-foot giant who was born with a rare bone deficiency, and his mission is to rid the world of insecurity. Or Mark Black, the double lung and heart transplant recipient. Think about that. both lungs and heart was transplanted, and he's run four marathons since then. And he uses his time to travel and inspire others. Karen Volo, she was thrown in jail for 4 years for something she didn't do. She missed 4 years of her daughters growing up. But through meditations and things that she was doing while she was in jail, she was able to create this incredible character called Joy. And these stories initially helped her daughters process what was happening and the fact that their mum wasn't there. But now these have gone on to become really popular children's books and are helping children across the world. Just Google inspiring true stories and see what comes up. Now commit to reading one inspiring biography per month. Surround yourself with positive people who understand what you're going through and will give you a pep talk and a kick in the butt every time that you need it. The more that you create a steady stream of positive success, social proof stories into your world, the more that you will banish doubt and create a feeling of belief that you can do it, whatever you set your mind to. Okay, so I hope that's helped. That's all for today. Now, guys, remember, please share this video and all of the information in it by clicking the Facebook and the Twitter share buttons above. And if you haven't done so already, make sure that you put your email in the box above there. I would love to send you my Manifesting with the Masters video e-course. It includes masters like Bob Proctor, John Assaraf, Marcy Shymoff. It's valued at $87 and I'd like to give it to you for free. So make sure you put your email in the box there to get that. So guys, until next time, remember to live large, choose courageously, and love without limits. I'll see you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Inspiration Show podcast with Natalie Ledwell. Remember, if you'd like to check out the Inspiration Show TV channel and watch videos of all the episodes, as well as receive 6 pre-made mind movies valued at $234, please go to www.theinspirationshow.tv.